Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The need.
Money Pit is presented by Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy ho-ho home improvement time. If you're working on getting your place ready for the guests that are going to be there at any minute and you have a few questions about a project you want to get done, reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. But better yet, now's the time we start thinking about all the things we want to do in the year ahead. Maybe enjoy some of the projects we've completed and think about what we want to tackle next. Maybe you got an inside project you want to get done because we're going to be stuck inside for a couple more months here as the winter plays out, or you got some projects you're planning for the spring. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can put it on our to-do list when you reach out to us with your questions. Let's talk about it. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace can add some comfort to a chilly winter day. But did you guys know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat? That's not something we usually think about, right? Wood is wood, and you light the wood on fire, and it gets hot. But depending on the type of wood, you're going to get more or less heat. So we'll share some tips on how to select the best firewood for your comfort and your safety coming up.
And speaking of heat, whether your furnace is shot or you're just ready for a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that's exactly what happens because that furnace gives out in the middle of winter and you're in a jam to kind of get something. So we're going to explain how you should be shopping for furnaces the smart way.
And the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to pick up fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with a veggie container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best inside and more just ahead.
But first, it's the ho-ho home improvement season, so we want to help you create your best home ever. What are you working on? Are you just too busy in holiday mode and you're kind of thinking of stuff for the next year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Reach out to us with your questions. You'll get the answer to your home improvement question. And today we're giving away a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. Check it out at moneypit.com/dummies. But I've got one copy going out to one lucky listener. Reach out to us right now with your questions. Again, that's 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a cabin way out in the woods here in North Carolina. And I built a bathroom onto it, and this years ago that I've done this, we put a flat roof over the bathroom, and the seam leaked during the last storm very, very badly. When I removed the tiles and I used, you know, the pink insulation in the roof, what do I do? do.
So all that has to be torn out. Now, you mentioned it was because of a storm. Is this cabin insured? Do you have a homeowner's policy on this?
I do, yes.
You know, that storm damage should have been covered by your policy. Yeah, if you haven't filed a claim, I would definitely do that because it's probably covered. Now, since you had such a bad leak, obviously all that has to be taken out. So you've removed the ceiling. You have to pull out all that insulation. You need to wear appropriate breathing protection when you're doing this and try to control that area, because with all of that mold, you don't want it to get into the house, right? So that's why it's a job for a pro. But, I mean, if I was doing it, I would depressurize the room I'm working in so that there was good ventilation and everything was like blowing out, right? So I would make sure that I manage that, pull out all the insulation. You're going to need to spray down all of the inside surfaces with a mold inhibitor. There's many good commercial products on the market that do that, and you're going to have to replace that roof. Now, you said it was a flat roof. That's the least favorite type of roof, I would say, because, you know, it's if there's going to be a leak, it's going to happen a lot quicker on a flat roof than any other kind of pitched roof. But you're going to have to replace that. What kind of material did you use? Did you use roll roof on it?
We did, and see, that was my mistake.
Yeah, roll roof is not designed for flat roofs. Roll roof, you got to have at least about a 212 pitch for it to work right, and so. You really need to use a rubberized bitumen or something like that, but choose a material that's designed for flat roofs when you replace this. But I think you know what's ahead of you, Steve. You just needed me to say it. You got to tear it all out. And listen, if you can get coverage because of the storm, maybe it won't cost you as much as it might have, okay?
Okay.
All right,
listen,
good luck with that project, Steve.
Listen, and before I let you go, I wish y'all would let the trailer music play a little longer. I love your trailer.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. I got to put that on the website. A lot of folks love that too.
Really?
Everybody loves it.
You don't even know we have like additional verses to it.
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950. And the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything. And we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think, somebody that lived there before us had a dog, so some of it's been chewed on, and it's like we would replace, you can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it, we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage. I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all the trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise, and if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay. Great.
That help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, even during the holiday season. We are here to lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or wood stove can deliver more heat and be safer to use. We'll explain how to pick the perfect firewood next.
Live in a money pit.
Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers three feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys doing this busy holiday weekend? I'm sure you've got a lot of stuff going on. You're celebrating all the wonderful festivities with your family and friends. And you're also maybe thinking about a home improvement project or gift coming up in the next few weeks. Well, whatever it is, let us know so we can lend a hand. And hey, guys, if the Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it one of your favorite podcasts, too? You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast for all of the best home improvement questions and answers. Virgil in South Dakota, what can we do for you today?
Hi, I've got an old home that I am restoring and renovating and remodeling. It's over a century old, and part of the process has been installation of a relatively high energy efficient furnace.
Okay.
And I just got it started and was away from the home for a while, came back, and everything was froze solid. The exhaust had developed a plug of ice, and the furnace would not run.
Oh, that's not good.
That's for sure. Anyway, the contractor that installed it rerouted the pipe so it goes through a heated room instead of up in the attic.
Right.
And so I have it going above the lay-in ceiling over my bathroom. So I've got probably a foot to a foot and a half, an inch and a half exhaust pipe sticking out of the side of the house. And I'm wondering, am I going to have a problem with that? And if so, how can I prevent it from happening again?
Yeah. That's a good question. In this situation, I would turn to the manufacturers, making sure that they're that you follow the recommended installation instructions for this type of a system. With a high-efficiency furnace, what happens is you take so much heat out of that exhaust gas that what's left is mostly water vapor, like 80% of it or more is water vapor. And so that's why you have to be able to have a way to deal with that. Now, if that pipe is in a heated area, if it's insulated, that's going to stop the ice from forming. But, of course, it's dangerous if it does form, because if you can't exhaust the gas, then that's going to shut down the furnace, which is a safety switch, basically. So
right.
I would make sure first that that the contractor has installed that venting consistent with the manufacturer's recommendations, which I'm sure you can find on their website. There are very detailed instructions on that sort of thing. And secondly, I would just watch it now and see what happens. Time is going to tell.
Kind of a vacation home, and I'm not there for a good part of the time, so I can't be out checking.
Right, yeah. Do you have a smart thermostat for that house?
No, there's no internet there.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to suggest that this would be a great application for a smart thermostat that can monitor the temperature in the house, so you'll know if it's working or not.
My other choice might be if I put in one of those smart outlets that turns on at 35 and off at 45, and if it turns on at 35, maybe one of the neighbors would see a flashing red light or something.
See a light, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, I think that you need to work with the contractor and the manufacturer to figure out why this is happening, but I do suspect that venting has to run through a heated area, and it's got to be better insulated, okay?
Well, he did have it insulated, and it was in the attic, which is totally unheated. So he did move it down to a heated area, and I can even move the temperature up a little bit by lifting one of the tiles and laying in the ceiling in the winter.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a Sisker beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that, because frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor, because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire, so you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side, and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house, and then it has been built on and built on and built on. And
okay.
So I have no idea. Supposedly,
I might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it. So thanks so much for calling us. Good luck with that project. And if you have any more questions, let us know.
Well, a warm fire from a wood stove or fireplace is the hallmark of the season, but you need to be careful when you choose firewood. Now, the wrong fuel can damage your wood-burning stove, and it can leave dangerous creosote on the walls of the fireplace chimney. Now, you want to make sure that you never burn trash or driftwood or treated woods, and you always want to use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup, and that's going to help prevent the chances of a chimney fire.
So let's talk about that. What exactly is seasoned wood? Well, freshly cut wood contains up to 45% water, whereas seasoned wood, which is wood that sat out there for a while, is only going to contain 20 to 25%. Now, the harder the wood, the better. So that's why you want to burn woods like oak or maple and not pine or fir. The harder the wood, the longer it burns, and the more heat it actually gives out.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure that that wood is dry. It has to have been cut at least 6 months before you use it. A year is even better. And it takes that much sun and wind to remove all of that excess moisture for free. And that's going to make that wood prime for heating.
Yeah, and splitting it helps too, because the more surface area, it means more evaporation can occur.
Rick in Delaware is dealing with some plumbing issues. Tell us what's happening at your money pit.
Okay, I have a bathroom in the basement. And the toilet won't flush all the way.
Okay.
I dealt with it before with a toilet snake, and it took care of it, but it seemed like it's probably something different now. Mm-hmm. It just spins around, and then it gurgles.
So it sounds like a blockage then. This is not a problem with the flush valve or the fill valve in the toilet. That part works. It just doesn't drain. Is that correct?
Right, because I filled a 5-gallon bucket. Actually, and poured it down, and it still wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you've got to get to the bottom of it with this blockage. You said you tried a snake, but how far did that snake go down?
It didn't go down, you know, too far. I guess it's the standard snake, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put another snake in there, you know.
Yeah. You're going to have that actually professionally cleaned out by a sewer drain cleaning company, like a Rooter type company, because whatever blockage you're experiencing there is obviously beyond the reach of that snake. Don't feel bad. I'll tell you a funny story about what happened to me. It was on the morning of when one of my kids was being christened. And, of course, when you have that, you have family coming over, you don't want to have a bathroom emergency. Well, the toilet just would not flush. It would not go down. And I was very frustrated, but I was absolutely positive that I knew, because I am a home improvement expert, so I know this stuff. I knew it was the willow tree and the roots outside the window. So I said, oh, darn it, I got to go get a shovel, got to go expose the pipe, break it open, get those roots out. And, of course, I head out there, you know, virtually in my Sunday best, although I think I changed, to get that pipe exposed, and I could not find the problem, and I was scratching my head, and I figured, okay, it's between this hole and the toilet. So I pull the toilet off, I flip it upside down, and it turns out that one of my darling children had flushed a toy down there. It was a toy telephone that was lodged in this place, and I'm looking in the bowl, and I'm thinking, I'm looking at the bottom, saying, there's something blue there. There's nothing supposed to be blue in that toilet. It was a toy phone, and that's what had blocked it. So some home improvement expert I was. There I was with a big hole of, you know, big pile of dirt and busted open sewer line that had nothing to do with it. I pulled that phone out there, put it back together, and the day went on as planned.
Well, Tom, let me ask you a question, though.
Yep.
Could it be anything with the vent pipe?
Yes, it could. The gurgling means it's struggling for air, and so it could be a blockage of the vent pipe or the drain pipe. And in either event, you have to have the right tools. Now, you know, the drain clean companies will probably just run a snake down there both ways and call it a day. If they're really perplexed, they can run a camera down there. There's line cameras that they can snake in and actually see what the blockage is. All right? So I think that's what you're going to have to do here. And unfortunately, we hate to call, you know, a pro if we can fix it ourselves. But this is just a specialized repair, specialized piece of maintenance you got to get done. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, if your furnace gives out in the middle of a cold winter's night, making a smart decision on a new one is really not that easy to do. We're going to explain how you can shop furnaces the smart way next on the Money Pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The left loves saying they want the rich to pay their fair share, but they already do. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. In 2003, the top 10% of earners paid 59% of the entire tax bill. Today, it's 72%. The top 1% pay over 40% of our bill. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where home? Home Solutions Live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on during this very busy holiday season? You got a last-minute project to tackle? Call us right now and we'll help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it's the perfect time of year for the fireplace, so Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a question about cleaning the hearth. What's going on?
I was calling to find out what's the best way to clean a fireplace hearth that's like a concrete, one concrete block.
Got kind of smoky, did it?
Not smoky so much. It looks like, I've only been there like less than a year, but it looks like they set their drinks there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so what kind of floor do you have around this hearth? Is it hardwood or carpet or what?
It's carpeted.
Okay. So here's what I would do. First of all, you're going to need to get a tarp, like one of those blue vinyl tarps, and put it over that carpet up against that, because it's just going to get a little drippy.
Okay.
But I would use TSP. It stands for trisodium phosphate. It's a powdered cleaner, and it works really well on concrete surfaces. So you mix this up, follow the label directions, and then you're going to apply it to the concrete, and I would use like a scrub brush for that, and you want to make sure you protect your eyes because you don't want the stuff flinging off into your eyes.
Okay.
And then you let it sit for a little while, and then you kind of have, in your case, you're going to have to sort of blot it to rinse it and you know, wring out the rag and blot it some more. But you'll find that it will lighten the whole thing up, and hopefully it will take out those stains.
Okay.
If it doesn't take them out completely to your satisfaction, the other thing that you could consider doing is using a concrete stain. It's like a wood stain, but it's designed for concrete. They have all different sorts of colors and patterns with that. And I don't think that would be affected by the heat, being the fireplaces right nearby. But I think you could, you know, probably get it into a whole different color. I mean, if you like gray, you could probably use a gray stain, for example.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea. Let's work.
Well, try cleaning it first. It may not be that big of a deal. It might come right up. But TSP, you'll find it in the paint department at home centers and hardware stores, okay?
Yeah, okay. TSP, and then what's the concrete paint called? Is there a...
It's a concrete stain. It's a stain, not a paint. It's a stain.
All right.
It soaks in. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that helps you out, Sharon.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
Too.
Good luck with the project.
Great. Thank you.
Well, now that we're in the midst of winter, having a solid, dependable heating system is critical. But if your furnace is shot or maybe you want a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that is exactly what happens because the furnace gives out in the middle of a cold night and you got to kind of make a decision quick. So, Tom, let's talk through some of the things that you should be thinking about so you've got a smart plan in place. First of all, is a broken furnace ever worth repairing or is it better to replace it?
It depends. I mean, some parts of a furnace are easily replaced, but if the furnace is older and has a serious defect, like a crack in its heat exchanger, replacement is always the rule. I used to find a lot of furnaces that had cracked heat exchangers, which is basically sort of the guts of the furnace, and it separates the combustion gas from the air, the forced air that's blowing around it. If there's a crack in that part, you can get combustion gas into the house air, and that's why you always have to replace it. So it really depends on what's going on with the furnace.
All right. Now, what if the goal is to save energy? How do you determine when it makes sense to replace just to lower those heating costs?
So increased energy efficiency, I think, Leslie, it always makes a good case for buying a newer model, but you definitely want to weigh all the factors carefully. I mean, how much you spent on the old furnace, projected monthly savings on a new one, and ongoing potential repair costs. And also important to check right now are all of the different tax benefits and rebates that are available. Now, there are federal programs and there are state programs and there are local programs. Make sure you investigate, because if you buy a higher efficient furnace, you definitely could reduce the cost significantly.
Now, if you do decide to buy that new furnace, what should you be looking for as a buyer?
So furnace efficiency is measured by a rating system, and it's called AFUE. It stands for annual fuel.
AFUE,
yeah. It stands for annual fuel utilization efficiency, AFUE for short. The minimum AFUE in the U.S. is 80%. I want to keep saying that. It's a fun word. But the top-performing furnaces are going to actually measure up to 97%. That means that only 3% of the energy escapes through the flue. So the higher the AFUE rating, the more money you'll save.
We may have just coined a new term for energy efficiency.
We did.
Now, is furnace shopping kind of a good time to reconsider the type of system you have? You know, changing the type of energy that you use? I mean, that seems like a big expense unless you're going to really save a ton of money.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you have to really think about when it makes sense to consider a fuel distribution change, like electric to oil to gas. I mean, years ago when we only had electric resistance heat and, you know, some pretty lousy heat pump technology, it may have made sense to make that change. But today, you know, electric heat can be actually really efficient with the inverter technology that heat pumps have. So it's tougher to make a decision to switch off of electric. If I had oil, I'd be concerned depending on how old the oil tank is, especially if it's an underground tank. So that would definitely play in. Gas is the best for convenience and for efficiency. So think about that. Hot air to hot water. Sometimes you have systems where, I mean, there's a whole bunch of houses here in New Jersey that have hydronic heat in a slab and they're old. So what happens? Those pipes break. And then what do you do? How do you heat your house? Well, what they would do is they would put coils into the ducting and was also carrying the air conditioning and blow the air over it. And that was like the dumbest thing because, first of all, the air was coming out the ceiling and heat rises. So super inefficient. So when you have situations like that, then maybe it makes sense to think of a bigger repair. But generally, you don't save money when you're switching fuels.
Well, with all this chilly weather, nobody likes chilly tootsies. John in Wisconsin is dealing with some cold feet on a cold floor. What's going on?
Hi, I have a little room off the front of my home, which is over some cinder block wall area where in a crawl space, I guess, would be properly to describe it. Okay. And there's no heat to it, and I have no way to insulate the floor, I guess. What is my options to get away from the cold floor?
So do you have access to the crawl space?
I'm afraid I do not.
Okay, that is a bit of a challenge. And did you say that this room is not heated now?
It is. It is just connecting off of my living room. It's kind of the entranceway to my living room and the front door, and then there's a little closet area there. So there's no heat except for the air transfer.
Like a foyer, yeah. Okay.
Correct.
So I'll give you two options. First of all, you really should have access to this crawl space area. If there's a way that you can provide it by breaking through that block wall on it and putting in an access space, I could see a lot of reasons to have that. But in this case, you'd be able to insulate that space fully from below. Now, if you can't do that, another thing that you could think about doing is you could put an additional layer of insulation above that floor. There is a type of subfloor that is designed for basements, and it helps make cold basement slabs warm and comfortable. It's called dry core subfloor, and then they have a version called subfloor plus.
Okay.
The thing that's unique about this product is they have an air gap technology that keeps the subfloor part of it up off the floor underneath. Now, in your case, you're not going on top of concrete, although I'm thinking this could work as well because the subfloor plus has a layer of insulation under it. So this would help put not only some airspace, but also a layer of insulation between the present floor and your too cold feet as you're feeling it right now. It's not exactly how it's designed to be used, but I think it may work. As I said earlier, it's typically used on a basement floor that's very cold and you want to finish it, and it makes it nice and warm and cozy, and it stays up off the concrete surface so you don't get any dampness or moisture.
That's great advice. I actually have my back door is that exact similar situation. It is on a concrete slab and it's cold also. But I will make access to that front crawl space. It is a great idea. And I am a contractor, and I tell you what, I love your show. I get a lot of good tips from you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much, John. And good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to buy fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own veggies in a container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result?
crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smoothest glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you like our radio show? Then let me tell you, you're going to love our podcast. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to join us at moneypit.com/podcast or on your favorite pod platform. Well, if you're missing having those fresh vegetables around during these cold winter months, container gardening is a solution for growing your own produce right now. Now, if you grow houseplants, you're already doing a form of container gardening, but with the right light, the soil, and the pot type, you can grow herbs and even some veggies all year long. So for the best results, you're going to need a location with good lighting, and sometimes that's as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight a day for certain veggies. You're also going to need room for those containers that are much bigger than those of a typical houseplant. They need to be about 18 inches in diameter and about 18 inches deep. And you do need to plan for watering, too. I mean, these are things you can't forget about with them.
Now, if you're wondering what you can plant, there are many, many options for vegetables that will thrive in container gardens. You know, Burpee, the seed company, they even have a whole section of their website that breaks out all the veggies that will grow well in that type of space. So take advantage of resources like that and think about growing some veggies in containers. I mean, start small. Just pick one or two plants. You'll really be surprised at the results.
We've got George on the line who's dealing with a window issue. What's going on?
This house was built that we're living in was built in 2002. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
I've got one dual pane of glass. It is brown. The outside is bronze tinted glass, and the inside is clear, and it's E1.
Right.
It's ruptured, and, you know, water inside of it and everything else.
Right. Yep.
And then the other one, same thing, bronze tinted E1 clear glass on the inside, and it doesn't have water in it, but you can tell that it's ruptured because there's dust along inside along the bottom.
Right.
Now, we live in Henderson, Nevada, in other words, Las Vegas,
yep.
Where it gets hotter than heck.
You're right. An area like Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, it gets really, really hot in the summer. So you need a really good quality window that's not going to let that solar gain in and drive up your air conditioning expenses. So what you're going to want to do is simply this. You're going to want to replace that with an Energy Star rated window. Now, the reason I say Energy Star is because it's going to be thermal pane. It's going to be insulated gas. It may have argon or another insulated gas inside. And it's going to have a low emissivity coating, and that's really important because the low emissivity coating is the coating that takes the UV rays of the sun and bounces them right back outside and does not let them pass into your house. And working together, that's going to keep your house comfortable at the same time. So you do want to replace the glass. You want to make sure it's an Energy Star rated window that you put in there, and that's going to solve this.
On the other window, all the windows on that side of the house, we put a bronze tint, not a bronze tint, a 35 rated tint.
Well, I think you have tint on them because you're trying to achieve the same thing that the emissivity coating does for you. I don't think you need the tint necessarily to cut back on the solar gain. If you have the right glass with the right coating, you'll be good to go. George, I hope that helps you out. We got to move on. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday season here at the Money Pit. Well, speaking of the holidays, everybody knows that poinsettias are so beautiful. But even though they're really a gorgeous plant, they can be dangerous if you eat them. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We're going to share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241- 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. You have a holiday project that you would like to get done real quick. Now's your chance. Reach out to us with your question. That's 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Gabriella in Chicago wrote to Team Money Pit asking, I live in an apartment with hot water steam heat. The paint on the wall above one of the units is peeling and has dark specks that look like mold. Is that caused by the heating unit? If so, what can I do to fix it or stop it from happening? Oh, my God, you live in the most humid, hot city apartment ever of life. Right, Tom?
Yeah, I don't think it's mold. I really don't. What I think is happening here is that moist air is basically striking cold surfaces. And then it's condensing, and so it's leaving. Usually it carries up dirt from the air with it, and when it hits those cold surfaces, it leaves streaks. So you can check this very easily. Just go up there and try to wipe it away. I think you'll find that it will go right away. In terms of the peeling paint, if the paint is peeled, it's got to be removed. You can't fix that. You've got to get rid of all of the loose paint and then prime it and repaint it. Now, if this is near a window, as many radiators are, and you put, say, cellular shades on that window, you will find that will go a long way to reducing the amount of condensation that you get, because that warm air won't be striking cold glass. It'll be striking the surface of the shade. And that's going to slow that down and result in less deposit of dirt into that space.
I mean, I just find, like, I remember living in Manhattan, and when the heat would come on, it would be so hot and so humid that sometimes you'd have, like, a luau party in the winter just because it's hot. So I get it. You're feeling all toasty and warm over there.
Now you know why people in the city always leave their windows open in the winter, right? Because they can't control the heat. What a waste. Well, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pet safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, you want to keep your holiday free of emergencies by keeping a few holiday plants out of reach, or maybe even just out of your house altogether. Now, holly, it's definitely very festive, and those prickly leaves can kind of be enough to keep the kids away, but you don't want to leave any room for error when it does come to the holly plant. Consuming just one or two of the holly berries can cause a pretty bad tummy ache, and eating as few as 20 can kill you. So you want to be careful with having those around for the kids and the pets. Mistletoe, that's another deceptive holiday plant. It goes hand-in-hand with romance, for sure, but it also goes hand-in-hand with diarrhea and nausea and blood pressure problems. How romantic is that, you guys?
Wow.
And sometimes if you eat the berries of the mistletoe, you could die. So definitely not romantic there. So keep it hung high and, you know, get a fake one if you can. Amaryllis, paper white, narcissus, both are gorgeous and so holiday flowery, wonderful. But they can cause heart arrhythmia and convulsions if the bulb is digested. And pets are especially susceptible to these flowers, so you want to keep them far, far away from those hungry and curious animals. Now, if you do think that one of these plants was eaten, call your local poison control center plant to be asked the name of the plant, as well as the exact parts and the amount that was consumed. Also, be prepared to provide the approximate time when it was eaten, the age of the person, the weight, the condition that they're in. This is super critical. And they're going to ask similar questions when you call animal poison control. Yes, there is a poison control for animals as well. So have all that information handy. Stay calm and listen and follow directions.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this holiday weekend. Are you guys getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor in the months ahead? But maybe you're not sure if your budget is ready to handle that hit. Well, we're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home sweet home on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron Taylor. A passenger jet has crash-landed in South Korea after its front landing gear apparently failed to deploy. BBC correspondent Hoon Jung Kim reports from Seoul.
Around 9:05 a.m. on Sunday, a passenger plane carrying 181 people, including 173 South Korean passengers and two Thai passengers and six crew members, veered off the runway and crashed into fence and caught fire while attempting to land at Muan International Airport in South Jeolla Province. And emergency services were attempting to rescue people first in the tail section of the aircraft, but the number of casualties is expected to rise as rescue efforts progress to the front and middle sections of the aircraft.
That crash has killed at least 47 people. The National Fire Agency said the fire was almost put out. Emergency workers pulled out two people, one passenger, one crew member. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to his Azerbaijani counterpart for what he called a tragic incident following the crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. He stopped short of acknowledging that Moscow was responsible. BBC correspondent John Donison has more on the story.
The White House spokesperson John Kirby said there were early indications that pointed to the possibility the plane was brought down by Russian air defense systems. The Kremlin has again refused to comment, but Russia's Civil Aviation Agency said Ukrainian drones were active in the area around Grozny, the plane's original destination at the time. Given the huge fireball that erupted when the plane crash-landed in Kazakhstan, it's remarkable there were any survivors.
Also at townhall.com, Panama's leader has rejected President-elect Trump's suggestion that his incoming administration would try to reassume control of the U.S.-built canal. Panama's conservative president, Jose Raul Mulino, firmly describes the idea as an affront to his country's sovereignty. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Right now with an important...
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
South Korea has voted to impeach its acting president, Hong Duck-soo, 2 weeks after Parliament voted to impeach its president, Yoon Suk-yeol.
As the opposition party voted to impeach Prime Minister Han using its sizable majority in Parliament, MPs in the ruling party crowded around the Speaker of the House, shouting, angry with his decision to even let this vote go ahead. The opposition have decided to remove Mr. Han after he refused to appoint the judges they'd chosen to oversee President Yoon's impeachment trial. They argued Mr. Han was protecting the president and was therefore not fit to run the country. But his removal just deepened South Korea's political turmoil. Decision-making here is gridlocked and the economy is suffering.
That's BBC correspondent Gene McKenzie reporting from Seoul. Han calls his impeachment quite regrettable. You'll find breaking news, more stories, and analysis when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Dozens of massive data centers are consuming more electricity than all of the urban homes in Ireland, and that's causing problems. Correspondent Jason Walker has more on the story.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
When you log on to townhall.com, you'll find full analysis, more headlines, more stories, and a full breadth of all the information at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers/border patrol.
This is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your teeth are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm gonna see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
The Money Pit is presented by Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy ho-ho home improvement time. If you're working on getting your place ready for the guests that are going to be there at any minute and you have a few questions about a project you want to get done, reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. But better yet, now's the time we start thinking about all the things we want to do in the year ahead. Maybe enjoy some of the projects we've completed and think about what we want to tackle next. Maybe you got an inside project you want to get done because we're going to be stuck inside for a couple more months here as the winter plays out, or you got some projects you're planning for the spring. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can put it on our to-do list when you reach out to us with your questions. Let's talk about it. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace can add some comfort to a chilly winter day. But did you guys know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat? That's not something we usually think about, right? Wood is wood, and you light the wood on fire, and it gets hot. But depending on the type of wood, you're going to get more or less heat. So we'll share some tips on how to select the best firewood for your comfort and your safety coming up.
And speaking of heat, whether your furnace is shot or you're just ready for a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that's exactly what happens because that furnace gives out in the middle of winter and you're in a jam to kind of get something. So we're going to explain how you should be shopping for furnaces the smart way.
And the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to pick up fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with a veggie container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best inside and more just ahead.
But first, it's the ho-ho home improvement season, so we want to help you create your best home ever. What are you working on? Are you just too busy in holiday mode and you're kind of thinking of stuff for the next year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Reach out to us with your questions. You'll get the answer to your home improvement question. And today we're giving away a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. Check it out at moneypit.com/dummies. But I've got one copy going out to one lucky listener. Reach out to us right now with your questions. Again, that's 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a cabin way out in the woods here in North Carolina. And I built a bathroom onto it, and this years ago that I've done this. We put a flat roof over the bathroom, and the seam leaked during the last storm very, very badly. When I removed the tiles and I used, you know, the pink insulation in the roof, what do I do?
So all that has to be torn out. Now, you mentioned it was because of a storm. Is this cabin insured? Do you have a homeowner's policy on this?
I do, yes.
You know, that storm damage should have been covered by your policy. Yeah, if you haven't filed a claim, I would definitely do that because it's probably covered. Now, since you had such a bad leak, obviously all that has to be taken out. So you've removed the ceiling. You have to pull out all that insulation. You need to wear appropriate breathing protection when you're doing this and try to control that area because with all of that mold, you don't want it to get into the house, right? So that's why it's not a job for a pro. But, I mean, if I was doing it, I would depressurize the room I'm working in so that there was good ventilation and everything was like blowing out, right? So I would make sure that I manage that, pull out all the insulation. You're going to need to spray down all of the inside surfaces with a mold inhibitor. There's many good commercial products on the market that do that, and you're going to have to replace that roof. Now, you said it was a flat roof. That's the least favorite type of roof, I would say, because, you know, it's if it's going to be a leak, it's going to happen a lot quicker on a flat roof than any other kind of pitched roof. But you're going to have to replace that. What kind of material did you use? Did you use roll roof on it?
We did, and see, that was my mistake.
Yeah, roll roof is not designed for flat roofs. Roll roof, you got to have at least about a 212 pitch for it to work right. And so you really need to use a rubberized bitumen or something like that, but choose a material that's designed for flat roofs when you replace this. But I think you know what's ahead of you, Steve. You just needed me to say it. You got to tear it all out. And listen, if you can get coverage because of the storm, maybe it won't cost you as much as it might have, okay?
Okay.
All right,
listen,
good luck with that project, Steve.
Listen, and before I let you go, I wish y'all would let the trailer music play a little longer. I love your trailer.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. I got to put that on the website. A lot of folks love that tune.
Really?
Everybody loves it.
You don't even know we have like additional verses to it.
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950. And the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything. And we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think somebody that lived there before us had a dog, so some of it's been chewed on, and it's like we would replace. You can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage. I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all the trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise, and if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay. Great.
Does that help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, even during the holiday season. We are here to lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or wood stove can deliver more heat and be safer to use. We'll explain how to pick the perfect firewood next. Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and to track a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys doing this busy holiday weekend? I'm sure you've got a lot of stuff going on. You're celebrating all the wonderful festivities with your family and friends. And you're also maybe thinking about a home improvement project or gift coming up in the next few weeks. Well, whatever it is, let us know so we can lend a hand. And hey, guys, if the Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it one of your favorite podcasts, too? You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast for all of the best home improvement questions and answers. Virgil in South Dakota, what can we do for you today?
Hi, I've got an old home that I am restoring and renovating and remodeling. It's over a century old, and part of the process has been installation of a relatively high energy efficient furnace.
Okay.
And I just got it started and was away from the home for a while, came back, and everything was froze solid. The exhaust had developed a plug of ice, and the furnace would not run.
Oh, that's not good.
That's for sure. Anyway, the contractor that installed it rerouted the pipe so it would go through a heated room instead of up in the attic.
Right.
And so I have it going above the lay-in ceiling over my bathroom. So I've got probably a foot to a foot and a half, an inch and a half exhaust pipe sticking out of the side of the house. And I'm wondering, am I going to have a problem with that? And if so, how can I prevent it from happening again?
Yeah. That's a good question. In this situation, I would turn to the manufacturers, making sure that they're that you follow the recommended installation instructions for this type of a system. With a high-efficiency furnace, what happens is you take so much heat out of that exhaust gas that what's left is mostly water vapor, like 80% of it or more is water vapor. And so that's why you have to be able to have a way to deal with that. Now, if that pipe is in a heated area, if it's insulated, that's going to stop the ice from forming, but of course it's dangerous if it does form, because if you can't exhaust the gas, then that's going to shut down the furnace, which is a safety switch basically. So
right.
I would make sure first that that the contractor has installed that venting consistent with the manufacturer's recommendations, which I'm sure you can find on their website. There are very detailed instructions on that sort of thing. And secondly, I would just watch it now and see what happens. Time is going to tell.
Kind of a vacation home, and I'm not there for a good part of the time, so I can't be out checking.
Right, yeah. Do you have a smart thermostat for that house?
No, there's no internet there.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to suggest that this would be a great application for a smart thermostat that can monitor the temperature in the house. This way you'll know if it's working or not.
My other choice might be if I put in one of those smart outlets that turns on at 35 and off at 45. And if it turns on at 35, maybe one of the neighbors would see a flashing red light or something.
See a light, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, I think that you need to work with the contractor and the manufacturer to figure out why this is happening. But I do suspect that venting has to run through a heated area, and it's got to be better insulated, okay?
Well, he did have it insulated, and it was in the attic, which is totally unheated. So he did move it down to a heated area, and I can even move the temperature up a little bit by lifting one of the tiles and laying in the ceiling in the winter.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam.
Okay. So if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a Sisker beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house, and then it has been built on and built on and built on. And okay. So I have no idea. Supposedly.
Might have skipped the
story. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Vent pipe?
Yes, it could. The gurgling means it's struggling for air, and so it could be a blockage of the vent pipe or the drain pipe. And in either event, you have to have the right tools. Now, you know, the drain clean companies will probably just run a snake down there both ways and call it a day. If they're really perplexed, they can run a camera down there. There's line cameras that they can snake in and actually see what the blockage is. All right? So I think that's what you're going to have to do here. And unfortunately, we hate to call, you know, a pro if we can fix it ourselves. But this is just a specialized repair, specialized piece of maintenance you got to get done. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, if your furnace gives out in the middle of a cold winter's night, making a smart decision on a new one is really not that easy to do. We're going to explain how you can shop furnaces the smart way next on the Money Pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The left loves saying they want the rich to pay their fair share, but they already do. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. In 2003, the top 10% of earners paid 59% of the entire tax bill. Today, it's 72%. The top 1% pay over 40% of our bill. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The perils and pitfalls of Doge, the great debate over Trump's tariffs, and what does President Vladimir Putin really think of Joe Biden's decision on Ukraine? Find out on the show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
So what grade are you in, Sophia?
I'm a ninth grader.
Okay. Why are you here today? Why are you in this program?
I was in Mr. Smith's class, my digital literacy class, and he asked the class about this opportunity, and it sparked, like, this could be something good. It could look good on a college resume. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I decided to join this.
Yeah. Were you ever nervous doing a radio show?
I feel like my first one, but after that, not much.
Right? We often tell you, get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way you're going to grow.
Yeah. One thing I can tell everybody is don't be afraid to fail. Right.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title,
I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together, in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on during this very busy holiday season? You got a last-minute project to tackle? Call us right now and we'll help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it's the perfect time of year for the fireplace, so Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a question about cleaning the hearth. What's going on?
I was calling to find out what's the best way to clean a fireplace hearth that's like a concrete. One concrete block.
Got kind of smoky, did it?
Not smoky so much. It looks like, I've only been there like less than a year, but it looks like they set their drinks there.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, so what kind of floor do you have around this hearth? Is it hardwood or carpet or what?
It's carpeted.
Okay. So here's what I would do. First of all, you're going to need to get a tarp, like one of those blue vinyl tarps, and put it over that carpet up against that, because it's going to get a little drippy.
Okay.
But I would use TSP. It stands for trisodium phosphate. It's a powdered cleaner, and it works really well on concrete surfaces. So you mix this up, follow the label directions, and then you're going to apply it to the concrete, and I would use like a scrub brush for that, and you want to make sure you protect your eyes because you don't want the stuff flinging off into your eyes.
Okay.
And then you let it sit for a little while, and then you kind of have, in your case, you're going to have to sort of blot it to rinse it and you know, wring out the rag and blot it some more. But you'll find that it will lighten the whole thing up, and hopefully it will take out those stains.
Okay.
If it doesn't take them out completely to your satisfaction, the other thing that you could consider doing is using a concrete stain. It's like a wood stain, but it's designed for concrete. They have all different sorts of colors and patterns with that. And I don't think that that would be affected by the heat, being the fireplaces right nearby. But I think you could, you know, probably get it into a whole different color. I mean, if you like gray, you could probably use a gray stain, for example.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea. Let's work.
Well, try cleaning it first. It may not be that big of a deal. It might come right up. But TSP, you'll find it in the paint department at home centers and hardware stores, okay?
Yeah, okay. TSP, and then what's the concrete paint called? Is there a...
It's a concrete stain. It's a stain, not a paint. It's a stain.
All right.
It soaks
gotcha.
In. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that helps you out, Sharon.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
Too.
Good luck with the project.
Great. Thank you.
Well, now that we're in the midst of winter, having a solid, dependable heating system is critical. But if your furnace is shot or maybe you want a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that is exactly what happens because the furnace gives out in the middle of a cold night and you got to kind of make a decision quick. So, Tom, let's talk through some of the things that you should be thinking about so you've got a smart plan in place. First of all, is a broken furnace ever worth repairing or is it better to replace it?
It depends. I mean, some parts of a furnace are easily replaced, but if the furnace is older and has a serious defect, like a crack in its heat exchanger, replacement is always the rule. I used to find a lot of furnaces that had cracked heat exchangers, which is basically sort of the guts of the furnace, and it separates the combustion gas from the air, the forced air that's blowing around it. If there's a crack in that part, you can get combustion gas into the house air, and that's why you always have to replace it. So it really depends on what's going on with the furnace.
All right. Now, what if the goal is to save energy? How do you determine when it makes sense to replace just to lower those heating costs?
So increased energy efficiency, I think, Leslie, it always makes a good case for buying a newer model, but you definitely want to weigh all the factors carefully. I mean, how much you spent on the old furnace, projected monthly savings on a new one, and ongoing potential repair costs. And also important to check right now are all of the different tax benefits and rebates that are available. Now, there are federal programs and there are state programs and there are local programs. Make sure you investigate, because if you buy a higher efficient furnace, you definitely could reduce the cost significantly.
Now, if you do decide to buy that new furnace, what should you be looking for as a buyer?
So furnace efficiency is measured by a rating system, and it's called AFUE. It stands for annual fuel.
AFUE,
yeah. It stands for annual fuel utilization efficiency, AFUE for short. The minimum AFUE in the U.S. is 80%. I want to keep saying that. It's a fun word. But the top-performing furnaces are going to actually measure up to 97%. That means only 3% of the energy escapes through the flue. So the higher the AFUE rating, the more money you'll save.
We may have just coined a new term for energy efficiency.
We did.
Now, is furnace shopping kind of a good time to reconsider the type of system you have? You know, changing the type of energy that you use? I mean, that seems like a big expense unless you're going to really save a ton of money.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you have to really think about when it makes sense to consider a fuel distribution change, like electric to oil to gas. I mean, years ago when we only had electric resistance heat and, you know, some pretty lousy heat pump technology, it may have made sense to make that change. But today, you know, electric heat can be actually really efficient with the inverter technology that heat pumps have. So it's tougher to make a decision to switch off of electric. If I had oil, I'd be concerned depending on how old the oil tank is, especially if it's an underground tank, so that would definitely play in. Gas is the best for convenience and for efficiency, so think about that. Hot air to hot water, sometimes you have systems where, I mean, there's a whole bunch of houses here in New Jersey that have hydronic heat in a slab, and they're old, so what happens? Those pipes break, and then what do you do? How do you heat your house? Well, what they would do is they would put coils into the ducting that was also carrying the air conditioning and blow the air over it. And that was like the dumbest thing because, first of all, the air was coming out the ceiling and heat rises, so super inefficient. So when you have situations like that, then maybe it makes sense to think of a bigger repair. But generally, you don't save money when you're switching fuels.
Well, with all this chilly weather, nobody likes chilly tootsies. John in Wisconsin is dealing with some cold feet on a cold floor. What's going on?
Hi, I have a little room off the front of my home, which is over some cinder block wall area where in a crawl space, I guess, would be properly to describe it.
Okay.
And there's no heat to it, and I have no way to insulate the floor, I guess. What is my options to get away from the cold floor?
So do you have access to the crawl space?
I'm afraid I do not.
Okay, that is a bit of a challenge. And did you say that this room is not heated now?
It is. It is just connecting off of my living room. It's kind of the entranceway to my living room, the front door, and then there's a little closet area there. So there's no heat except what the air transfer.
Like a foyer, yeah. Okay.
Correct.
So I'll give you two options. First of all, you really should have access to this crawl space area. If there's a way that you can provide it by breaking through that block wall on it and putting in an access space, I could see a lot of reasons to have that. But in this case, you'd be able to insulate that space fully from below. Now, if you can't do that, another thing that you could think about doing is you could put an additional layer of insulation above that floor. There is a type of subfloor that is designed for basements, and it helps make cold basement slabs warm and comfortable. It's called dry core subfloor, and then they have a version called subfloor plus.
Okay.
The thing that's unique about this product is they have an air gap technology that keeps the subfloor part of it up off the floor underneath. Now, in your case, you're not going on top of concrete, although I'm thinking this could work as well because the subfloor plus has a layer of insulation under it. So this would help put not only some airspace, but also a layer of insulation between the present floor and your too cold feet as you're feeling it right now. It's not exactly how it's designed to be used, but I think it may work. As I said earlier, it's typically used on a basement floor that's very cold, and you want to finish it, and it makes it nice and warm and cozy, and it stays up off the concrete surface so you don't get any dampness or moisture.
That's great advice. I actually have my back door is that exact similar situation. It is on a concrete slab, and it's cold also. But I will make access to that front crawl space, and it is a great idea. And I am a contractor, and I tell you what, I love your show. I get a lot of good tips from you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much, John, and good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to buy fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own veggies in a container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead.
Live in the Money Pit.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings.
Whoa!
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Uh-oh.
this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If you're wondering what you can plant, there are many, many options for vegetables that will thrive in container gardens. You know, Burpee, the seed company, they even have a whole section of their website that breaks out all the veggies that will grow well in that type of space. So take advantage of resources like that and think about growing some veggies in containers. I mean, start small. Just pick one or two plants. You'll really be surprised at the results.
We've got George on the line who's dealing with a window issue. What's going on?
This house was built, that we're living in, was built in 2002. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
I've got one dual pane of glass. It is brown. The outside is bronze tinted glass, and the inside is clear, and it's E1.
Right.
It's ruptured, and, you know, water inside of it and everything else.
Right. Yep.
And then the other one, same thing, bronze tinted E1 clear glass on the inside, and it doesn't have water in it, but you can tell that it's ruptured because there's dust along inside along the bottom.
Right.
Now, we live in Henderson, Nevada, in other words, Las Vegas,
yep,
where it gets hotter than heck.
You're right. An area like Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, it gets really, really hot in the summer. So you need a really good quality window that's not going to let that solar gain in and drive up your air conditioning expenses. So what you're going to want to do is simply this. You're going to want to replace that with an Energy Star rated window. Now, the reason I say Energy Star is because it's going to be thermal pane. It's going to be insulated gas. It may have argon or another insulated gas inside. And it's going to have a low emissivity coating. And that's really important because the low emissivity coating is the coating that takes the UV rays of the sun and bounces them right back outside and does not let them pass into your house. And working together, that's going to keep your house comfortable at the same time. So you do want to replace the glass. You want to make sure it's an Energy Star rated window that you put in there, and that's going to solve this.
On the other window, all the windows on that side of the house, we put a bronze tint, not a bronze tint, a 35 rated tint.
Well, I think you have tint on them because you're trying to achieve the same thing that the emissivity coating does for you. I don't think you need the tint necessarily to cut back on the solar gain. If you have the right glass with the right coating, you'll be good to go. George, I hope that helps you out. We got to move on. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday season here at the Money Pit. Well, speaking of the holidays, everybody knows that poinsettias are so beautiful. But even though they're really a gorgeous plant, they can be dangerous if you eat them. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We're going to share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com. And you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected. by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Each day, an estimated 22...
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a happy new year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.